Well, there it is. It's wide like that, but you take that, laid by your corn, it was called a sweep. Then there was the oliver that broke the ground.
That'd be the one you used first, the oliver?
Uh-huh, that broke the ground. Then when you went to lay it off, you used the Georgia stalk. And a different kind of little flower back there, according to what you're planting.
And let's see, that sweep, and that was one you used for corn, now lay your corn back.
Mostly, yeah, to sweep out the middle of the corn, and maybe they might use it sweeping out the middle of the cotton if it got, you know, kind of grassy before picking, cotton picking time, they'd use that. And they call it going through it, sweeping it.
Did you ever see a kind of plow that after they've broken the ground up and you want to break it up even finer, you know, what kind of plow would they have used then? Which kind of plow would they have used then?
When they wanted to make it.
Say they'd already broken the ground and they wanted to break it up even finer. What kind of plow would they use then?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, a great deal about the different plows, because that's something I didn't.
Did you ever hear any of them talk about a harrow?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember what kind of plow that was?
Well, that was a thing that had forks to it, and you pulled that over your land, and that loosened it up.
And when you had a, when you were plowing, let's see, and you had a, the one that walks in the furrow, the horse, you say you were plowing maybe with two horses and two mules. Was there any special name for the one that walked in the furrow?
The mule or the horse?
Yes, ma'am.
Not that I know of.
And, let's see. Now, we talked about wagons and so forth. What do they usually call a thing that hooks the wheel, you know, that goes from one wheel to the other in the wagon, the wheels are attached to? What do they usually call that? You know, the thing on the wagon that the wheels are hooked onto, that turns the wheels?
Axle?
Yes, ma'am. And, let's see, sometimes, say if men were chopping wood, they would have kind of an X-shaped frame that they'd lay logs across. Was there any special name for that? Remember what they called
it? And then when they put it in there to saw horse, to saw the wood, yep. Yeah, I think that's what it was called, a saw horse.
Was that usually made into kind of an X like that? Did you ever see them? It was made kind of like an A instead of an X. Did you ever see them?
No, I don't think I have.
Mm-hmm. And when a woman wants to straighten her hair, she usually takes a comb and what? Straighten
brush.
And remember when men used to have those straight razors they used to shave with, not the safety razors? What did they call the thing that they would sharpen their razor on?
Razor strap.
I tried shaving.
It was leather razor strap.
I tried shaving with one of those razors. My grandfather gave me an old straight razor he got. He was in World War I.
One of them long bladed ones.
And he got it over in Germany, I think, or France or somewhere. He gave that to me. I shaved with it a couple of times, cut myself.
Well, my husband had one of them, and he was bad to lay things down where he got through with it. How come he didn't put it up, I don't know. But anyway, up in the morning, there was a neighbor's little boy was down here playing with my little girl. They were just little tots. And I went out on the back for something, and I come back in, and that little boy had lathered her face and had shaved her, and he started to shave himself, and he cut it, and that stopped.
Good.
That kind of razor. He done away with that razor. Got him a safety razor.
I guess so.
You know, you don't know what kid's gonna do. You'll turn your back.
Yeah, those are dangerous razors. You can cut yourself.
Yeah.
The second one of those.